This written story is also offered to you as a sound version with the help of AI narration, so we can share real articles on real people to a wider audience. The voices may be digital, but the stories and their impact are unique and personal.
This latest Edgar article is on G4D player Graham Freeman of Belgium, a top international competitor and also a true lover of the game. As we wrote this feature, Graham, his wife Naomi, and their dog Poppy were on a month-long golfing road trip, stretching from home in Antwerp all the way up to Scotland, to St Andrews, and down to the Celtic Manor Resort in Wales, for the 2026 G4D Open. This article, along with those of many other people with a disability who have thrived through golf, can be found at www.edgargolf.com. So without further ado, we hope you enjoy learning about Graham's journey in golf and his life as a golfer.
Graham's story, a bear with a soft spot. A tough competitor who can be a match for anyone, with a laser-like glare down the fairway as he focuses on the next shot. That's one side of Graham Freeman, who at the same time also likes nothing better than to celebrate great golf with his friends, often accompanied by his soulmate Naomi and their dog Poppy. Two sides to his thinking there. Life is a paradox, perhaps, or maybe two sides are needed to forge a priceless gold coin. Graham is certainly something of a golfing force, hailing from Belgium's rolling green landscape. At 47, he's not just playing golf occasionally. He's living the game with a passion, offering unwavering determination, whether he competes in tournaments, plays golf for fun with friends, helps in coaching sessions to encourage others, or simply practices at his home course of Dry Icon Golf Club in Antwerp. Most of all, Graham plays for the unique combination of health and joy that the game can offer in whichever way we choose to play it. However, make no mistake, Graham is also very much a competitive player. He uses technical knowledge, experience, and strong hand-eye coordination to strike the ball well and consistently, the latter being an important facet of the game for a golfer who plays from a seated position. Despite being a T10 paraplegic, Graham takes on the course with his wheelchair-adapted para-golfer. Crowned champion of the G4D Open's Sitting 2 Sport class in 2023, and with a 13 handicap index, he is one to watch out for on the international golf for the disabled scoreboards, proving that talent mixed with desire always finds a way to achieve good results. Given that he doesn't hit the ball 270 to 300 meters from the tee, he relies on a heightened level of skill that belies his golf handicap. Would any scratch or plus golfer out there like to take a seat in a para golfer and take Graham on? The results could be interesting. For longer shots, timing and rhythm is of the essence. I am sometimes known for some eye-wateringly long drives, hence my nickname the Belgian Bear, smiles Graham. Graham, originally from South Africa, will also admit that when he can play to his full potential, with consistency and the good scoring that follows, this all helps to give that feeling of accomplishment and fun in doing well as a player, feeling mentally and physically strong and in tune, and surpassing the expectations of yourself and others. Performing a task well after practice can have a highly positive effect on the psyche. The sport also has many other gifts to bestow to make us feel good. Beautiful courses, regular exercise, friendship and social inclusion, even a safe place to call a second home for many. Like the vast majority of golfers out there, Graham subscribes to this thinking absolutely. The paragolfer allows me to be outside in nature and in areas that would otherwise be inaccessible, he explains. This means fresh air for health, enjoying old friendships, making new ones while encouraging others when we can. Golf for Graham offers a complete experience. It's a game that has been close to his heart for more than 30 years now. I started playing when I was about 10 years old and not disabled, he explains. It was an 18-hole par 3 municipal course in South Africa. We would try and go as regularly as possible. Before I had a set of clubs, I made a golf club out of a metal pipe and would use that to play around with in the garden. I am actually left-handed but couldn't get hold of left-handed clubs, so I learned to play right-handed. Having long been good with his hands, Graham has often been seen helping other seated players in repairing machinery during a tournament. He also likes to give back to the game. He has helped to lead a number of golf clinics for children who use wheelchairs to highlight golfing possibilities and grow awareness. Then there is his taking part in a demonstration session at the DP World Tour Sudal Open, held at Rinkven International near Antwerp in May 2026. Interestingly, this coaching session and watching the tournament will mark the end of Graham's own road to the Open, from Belgium to Wales and back, a one-month golfing odyssey by motorhome along with wife Naomi and dog Poppy. Central to this will be his fourth appearance in the G4D Open, which this year takes place at the Celtic Manor Resort in Wales, which was home to the Ryder Cup in 2010. Graham says, I'm really looking forward to the G4D Open in Wales. Celtic Manor will present a golfing challenge for everyone, but our good golf can be rewarded. Our trip started by coming over the channel. We will all have been on the road for a month in our motorhome. It is all very exciting, full of highlights. It will be fantastic to meet all our friends in G4D. Back in 2023, at the inaugural G4D Open at Woburn, Graham was asked to share the championship's opening tee shots with Sweden's Erika Malmberg. This was quite an honour and an emotional moment for both of us, remembers Graham. To hear your name announced by the official starter, the first names being called out in the first of such an important tournament series. This was a proud moment I'll never forget. The rest of Graham, Naomi and Poppy's odyssey will take in a Cotswolds golf fundraiser up north to St Andrews to play in the Scottish Open for golfers with a disability. South again for the Edgar Tour London Club, west to the G4D Open in Wales, and then making their way back east to home in Belgium. And back home is Berendrecht, a village on the outskirts of Antwerp. Nearby, Graham is a dedicated member of Dry Icon. He has enjoyed competition success here, but continues to do so further afield. This includes representing Belgium. Graham has played in two EGA European Team Championships, 2022 and 2024, proudly wearing the national colours. In the EGA European Individual Championship in his category, he won a bronze medal in Portugal in 2021, bronze in Holland in 2023, and silver in Sweden in 2025. A recent performance that delighted Graham came in the Edgar Algarve Open in 2025, where grass rounds of 87 and 82 at the challenging Pinter course underlined his class as a player. He didn't win that day, but it was an emotional moment for Graham, who was accompanied by Naomi, and they celebrated together those rounds of the highest quality on a challenging course. Graham and Naomi are a popular couple and known by so many of the G4D players, officials and volunteers as they navigate their own disabilities. Graham adds, "We definitely work well together and can anticipate each other's needs. If one of us is having a bad day, the other will take over for a while." Graham says meeting people and sharing experiences is what golf is about in many ways. He and Naomi are always open for discussions on any topic, so if you see them around, just go up and say hello. Remember, just because he is called the Belgian Bear, Graham doesn't bite.
You can find out more about the G4D Open at www.randa.org and find under the Championships tab. We hope you enjoyed listening to Graham's story here. You can find many more stories of people with a disability who are thriving through playing golf under Mulligan Stories at www.edgargolf.com. Thank you again for listening.